Assemblymember Reyes, thank you for joining me and congratulations on your leadership appointment.
Thank you, Megan. I sincerely appreciate that.
So your appointment is not only historic, but it's going to be in an assembly that is 30% women. What does all of this mean for California's future?
I think we're already headed in the right direction, but we do have lots of work ahead of us. When we think of the future of with a woman at the head of the assembly as majority leader, one of the things that I think is important is to recognize that I may be that first Latina to be holding that position, but I certainly won't be the last.
So tell me about some of your priorities then, both as a majority leader and representative for San Bernardino County.
Well, thank you. There are quite a few priorities for the House, for the Assembly. But my first priority now as majority leader is going to be to ensure that the House of the Assembly continues to operate in an efficient and transparent manner that continues our efforts to respond to the needs of Californians. And as a native of the Inland Empire, obviously I want to be sure that the needs of the Inland Empire are also elevated. There are a few another big issue, Megan, is education. We have to focus on the investments that will close what I would term the COVID achievement gap, where the lack of in-person instruction has really harmed many of our vulnerable students and set them back in multiple ways. We have to make sure that the young people are not left behind due to this pandemic. I've met virtually with all of our superintendents in my district at the very beginning of this, and I know that they are working hard, but there is so much that we still need to do. And I'm also going to continue to advocate for better and more opportunities in higher education. Another big issue is economic opportunity. COVID has done a lot of damage to our small businesses. I've heard from many of them, and we've had lots of town halls for their benefit. The workers as well. We had another town hall specifically with EDD for the benefit of our workers. Many of our workers rely on the small businesses for employment. We have to look at ways so that we can provide assistance to our small businesses to help them get back on their feet and help our unemployed workers get the benefits they deserve, and then get them back to work. Another big issue, climate change. Air quality is a major concern for our residents here in the Inland Empire and many other parts of the state as well. I will be looking at policies to improve our air quality and look at investments and policies that can create green jobs and help us meet our statewide environmental goals. There are lots of other issues, but the last one that I want to share with you is on child care and early learning. The COVID-19 pandemic has demonstrated how vital affordable child care is for working parents. Our frontline essential workers, as we all have heard, have really struggled to find child care and slots are hard to come by. And it is so costly for our working families. One of the first bills I introduced was to reform the fee structure for subsidized child care. Governor Newsom issued an executive order months ago. It will expire, and I now am introducing legislation to make this the law. I also hope to continue the work that I've been doing since being appointed to the Speaker's Blue Ribbon Commission on Early Childhood Education. I want to work with my colleagues to create early learning opportunities for our children based on best practices and well-established research.
These are all very important and interconnected issues. Getting back, yes. You mentioned vigilance with this pandemic. And as you know, we've entered a very concerning period. There's a lot of economic struggle, fatigue over restrictions. What message do you have for constituents now, especially people who are like pushing back against the new stay-at-home orders? What's the message between, you know, now and January when you all can start taking legislative action?
Oh my goodness, this is such an important part of us getting past this. With the new stay-at-home orders, we have to recognize that this became necessary because of this terrible winter COVID-19 wave that's been predicted by our health professionals and infectious disease experts. I know, honestly, I really know that we're all feeling exhausted, we're sad, we're angry. I've heard from my constituents telling me about all of this. We're exhausted at what this virus has done to our nation and to our state. But during this holiday season, rather than spending time with loved ones and friends, we have to limit our activities in what I would call the ultimate act of love and friendship. We must limit our activities to keep others safe. But I think that the good news is that we're just a few months away from having a vaccine. So we have to remain vigilant and not let our guard down we just got a little more to go. We're so close to seeing the light at the end of the tunnel that we have to strive for a little longer to keep ourselves and our community safe. Megan, I know that we all agree, physical distancing and wearing a mask. We've already heard all the evidence. It's scientifically proven to reduce the spread of COVID-19. I think if we're going to make it through this third wave, wearing a mask, physical distancing, are the least we can do. Actually, I've heard President-elect Biden talk about this, that it's our patriotic responsibility, our patriotic duty, especially for the sake of our family, our friends, our neighbors, our community, to wear a mask whenever we're outside and also refrain from unnecessary visiting. We've got a few months to go, and I think together we can get through them.
Assemblymember Eloise Gomez-Reyes, thank you very much.
Thank you, Megan.